Guy Sebastian. The Choir at Triple M, James A for breakfast, 12 minutes past 6. We are riding with you. It's all thanks to North Jacqueline Mercedes Benz. AMG Roadshow. It's on right now. Today's top around 23 degrees. After 6:30, we'll play Wikipedia. Oh, sorry.
So, come on.
Wikipedia. Ta-da. Thanks to Mars Pizza Kitchen here in Mackay. Sitting at 16 degrees, Beaconsfield right now.
Can I ask you, what the hell is going on with Hollywood? Why are they remaking movies these days?
It's like they've run out of ideas, and they're like, you know what, it's been a few years, we've got new audiences, new fresh blood, as in audiences watching these movies, let's remake every movie that's ever been made before.
It seems like it, doesn't it? Like A Star Is Born, that one with Lady Gaga, that was a remake. Sure, it was popular for a lot of people, but well, it's a remake.
The reviews on that one in particular said that the new version was better than the original.
Okay, probably a bad analogy then. What about Tomb Raider or even Jumanji? They've come that with another Jumanji. Yeah, now.
They should never. That's the one with The Rock in it.
Yes.
And I know he's like holidaying around, you know, allegedly around the Great Barrier Reef and.
Good effort.
With Sundays, but just don't touch it. The original Jumanji was 10 times better than the new one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, The Rock.
Yeah, Robin Williams just made that movie. But I had a good look at some of the movies they're coming out with in the near future, very near future. And it seems like it's basically just remakes again.
Oh, so remade movies coming out in the future, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like An American Werewolf in London.
Well, how long has it been since that one was released, though?
Oh, I think that was in the late 70s, early 80s, that one.
I think that's a good age gap between when it was released to when it is now. That's fine.
See, I don't think so.
Jumanji was only in the 90s, remember?
Well, that's true. I mean, Big Trouble in Little China, that's an absolute classic from the 80s.
Yeah, don't touch that one.
No. Bloodsport with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Don't touch that one.
Van Damme? Did you
just... Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
That one could be... Yeah, don't touch that one either. That's a classic. Yeah. His name's Van Damme, but anyway.
I mean, yeah, fair enough. Cliffhanger with...
Van Damme! Okay, it sounds like you're Arnold Schwarzenegger saying his name. Van Damme!
Sylvester Stallone's Cliffhanger, the remake in that.
Cliffhanger? No, don't touch that.
No, that's a funny one.
The start... It's not funny.
Well, there's a guy on the helicopter as they're going across the zip line. He's actually laughing in the background. It's caught on tape.
Yeah, but the bit that... that traumatized me was a bit at the start when he lost his girlfriend.
Well, yeah.
Spoiler alert, if you have never seen the cliffhanger...
Yeah.
You know what the storyline's about now.
Yeah.
But where he just goes to grab her and she falls out of the glove and she's gone.
Yeah. Do you remember the one with the ape? Every Which Way But Loose?
No.
This might remind you. Every Which Way But Loose. Remember the... what's his name? Dirty Harry.
I've never seen this movie.
Oh, man. It is an absolutely brilliant one.
Every Which Way But Loose.
Yeah.
It sounds like something you would find on the internet that you shouldn't be looking at.
No, it's actually a really good movie. For the life of me, I can't remember who the lead person was. He also played Dirty Harry.
The lead person was?
Yeah, he was the main guy. In this one, he was also the main guy.
Oh, was he playing himself or a...
No, a character.
Okay, right.
Yeah, but he also had an ape with him, like a gorilla. An orangutan, sorry.
Sounds like an enthralling movie.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of movies with animals, Ace Ventura Pet Detective, they're bringing that out again.
Oh, don't touch that one. Don't touch that one.
I know, right? I mean, if anyone's actually going to remake it, they should cast you as the Jim Carrey guy, because you can bring all the animals to you. Exactly. See? You've nailed it. Triple M.